Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I can tell you, if a dog hasn't defecated right outside of your work area today, you're having a better day than me. Because apparently unsupervised animals are a thing now here at Odyssey. Rico, you missed it. David didn't, because we watched it happen live. Every turd.
You are looking live.
You are looking live at defecation. I'm sorry.
Get it out.
Nope. No.
Come on. Get it all out.
Let's just get to it.
Let's just get it all.
No, because if I aired all of my grievances with this work environment, we'd be here past six.
Okay.
So why don't we just, we're on to Cincinnati. I wanted to cheer the people up. Has anyone taken a dump outside of your office today? No? Hashtag blessed.
248.
That's where we're at. Hey, have you shared a sink with another adult? I have today. Only one working soap dispenser. David, it was a joy washing hands right with you. So let's get to it. What?
I was going to say, is that where Heather got that from this morning?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's dive in.
All right.
Kenny, the wings are effed. No, I'm kidding. Listen, we're near the deadline. Rico wants to do his little song and dance here. Now, I know they got destroyed again last night. I know. I was a dumbass and stayed up and... Hell, even at 4-2, I was giving them a shot. The most dangerous lead in hockey is the 2-goal lead. It's scary. 5-2, good night. 6-7. I didn't see 6 or 7. I treated goals 6 and 7 like the MSU game. Didn't bother. So I just...
Yeah, I finally think I checked out at 6. I was like...
God, you're doing the Lord's work if you stayed up to see 6. But let's talk.
Well, you know, because the inner Kenny said, don't give up on this team.
I know, buddy.
So, okay, 3-2. Yeah, all right. It's not that insurmountable. You come back, tie this thing. Okay, 4-2. Okay, you know what? It's not over.
Maybe it's over.
Get a penalty.
It's over.
It's 5-2.
Look, what I'm not going to do is overreact. If they lost to Arizona, or if we're sitting here Monday and they've lost 5 in a row, it's a different tenor. I think Vegas is on the other side of Arizona. Larkin's hurt. The team has gotten drilled here now a couple times in a row, but I understand they're tied with Tampa. I understand that the once 9-point barrier to playoffs has evaporated, but I'm not willing to change my stance. They're a playoff team. But
so here's the next two games is pretty much the barometer for you?
Yeah. I mean, as long as they, you know, look, go beat the Coyotes on a back-to-back. Go beat them. I mean, you're playing at a high school rink.
You still at car flag at 4?
Yeah, I think they're going to win and be dangerous, and I think Larkin coming back obviously will be critical to that. But here's where I have changed. I don't think they're doing anything at the deadline. I think the best you're going to get as a fan is they trade one of the defensemen you don't like, Petrie, Hull, whatever, bring up Evanson. It'll be sold that was their move. And, in fact, it might be true because Evanson, in the minds of many hockey people, is already far superior to some of these players. So I would look to you. I would look to Kenny. David will get to a three because David has to now give me credit for something I told him was going to happen.
But I mean, I realize what it's year five of the Iser plan. Yeah, this team's, I know in hockey, you make the playoffs, anything can happen. But realistically speaking, I don't see a Stanley Cup with this team.
Oh, correct.
So do you need to go out there and just sell the future and say, okay, we're going to make this rush? Or, you know what, let's just make the playoffs. And if we happen to go in the first round and lose, you now have playoff experience for all your young guys. Because if that's the case, then I almost agree with you don't really need to make a move of any. Just ride with these young guys, and let's see how far they could take you.
I don't want to play the role of the dog outside of our cubicle today, but allow me a moment to squat. The problem is the market. The problem is the market. You're seeing first-round picks for rentals. I'm not comfortable with the pricing. And what I don't want Iserman to do is anything irresponsible. I mean, I want to win as much as anybody, and I want to have those playoff drives. A, we have a business to run, and B, it's just fun. But Rico, the pricing, and Kenny, I would welcome you in on this if you disagree or think I'm being inaccurate. It seems to be a very ritzy cost of entry here, and I don't want to do that because I don't think anyone they get is going to propel them all of a sudden. Like, this isn't 2002. I'm not trading for Brett Hull at the deadline. Kenny, please.
Yeah, a lot of these moves, the bigger ones have been pricier, but we've seen a lot of, like, C-minus, D-plus types of trades happen in the last, say, 48 hours.
And none of those, to me, move the needle.
No, but what could move the needle a little bit is if you made one of those D-minus trades with one of your players, like a Justin Hall, who is not producing here. You get rid of him. Now you have a roster spot to bring up Edvinson. Exactly. I think that should be the goal moving forward before three o'clock.
Kenny, my belief is that's the only move you could hope for. I don't think you're going to do nothing else. And the team, unfortunately, with Larkin getting hurt and with the team dumping three straight games since they put the garbage patch, kid patch on their thing, I don't know. I mean, not all the steam out of winning 5-6 in a row is gone, but a lot of it is. You can't go out in a playoff push in the highly competitive East and just dump three games in a row. And they've largely been awful. I mean, Kenny, I hate to use mean words. They've been awful.
No, and this is their get-right spot against Arizona. Arizona plays tonight, so they're going to play a back-to-back tomorrow against the Wings.
Got
to
win it.
They're dreadful. You're going to see a lot of Wings fans in that barn that they have over there, that college dump.
One Rico Beard may be at the game.
Yeah, he said something about that. Are you going to go then?
Rico on his travails.
Wow. You could be the thing that turns this all around, Rico.
That's right. But I would like to talk to the people here. Look, Rico's deal still stands. Our car flag meter of confidence, the trade deadline, all of it. It just, where are you at with this team? I'm not going to overreact. I still think they're a playoff team. Yeah. I still think they're going to get in. I still think they'll be dangerous.
Are you willing to downgrade your car flag status? A lot of people had it at four.
I'll stay
at
four.
Some people were saying at five.
Yeah, I'll stay at four. That's where I'm at.
Now you've hit a rough patch. 248-539-9797.
But the other angle is I can't yell and scream about Iserman having to do something. I think they're a playoff team, and I would need to know a name of a player that by way of me getting them, it now enters me into a Stanley Cup window. See, I don't think that player's out there. And certainly not at a cost anyone would want to hear about. I think this summer is where I will begin to stand on a soapbox and go, okay.
For next season.
Bold summer now. Because it'll be, you know, next year, Casper's up. Edvinson is up. You're going to have this thing set off presumably a playoff year. Yeah, I want a bold summer. That cap space better go to use. Free agency, trade, you name it. But the deadline here, I don't know, Rico.
So. Okay.
But I don't think we're getting our boy Gudas either.
I was going to say, you know who is still out there? My cousin from the woods.
That's
Radko Gudas.
Radko Gudas. I'd love it, Kenny. But let's be real. It's a fun radio bit. I don't think Gudas upgrades you and all of a sudden we're going to make a deep run. That's, you know, come on. We got to be fair.
No, it doesn't do that.
We got to be fair.
It's a depth defenseman. That's what that is.
That's right. And he's got a great beard and a bad disposition. And I like all of that.
So am I oversimplifying, saying kind of reminds me of what we said about the Lions last year? Let's make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Make the playoffs. Hopefully you get a home game, but you needed to make the playoffs. And now that they've done that, okay, now you got to make moves to win it all.
Yes.
So this is the Wings just make the playoffs year, and you're saying off season.
Yes.
That's when you go and make moves for the cup.
And maybe I'm wrong. I just view it in sports like hockey, basketball, like football at 60 minutes, and anything can happen. Weird shaped football wrapped in pig guts. Hockey, you got to win a 7-game series. That's as Lomas famously said. That's a lot. Versus a one and done, couple of bad bounces, or somebody blows their leg up.
Right.
But I'm not gonna panic. I know it's hard to look at when you've been outscored 11-2 your last two games. I know but again, let's be fair. You beat Colorado here, you lose at their place. If I told you you'd split with them, you'd take it. Right. Florida might be the best team in hockey. All right, they drilled you. 4-0.
You just happen to play Florida and Colorado back to back.
Exactly. So I'm trying to just be on an even keel with it.
People were flying high. That, hey, the Wings. I know. We could do this. So we had some people saying they were at 5 car flags. Have you downgraded your car flags?
I'm still confident they're going to make the playoffs. And I'm still confident they're going to be frisky, if you will. But that's as far as I'll go. And I'm not going to yell and scream about the trade deadline. I can't. There's no player. Kenny. Who would be a player that has been remotely discussed as available that would in a big way move the needle and change what we think about this hockey team? I don't know that player exists.
I think there's an argument for Jake Guentzel. He's a middle six forward, point of game type of guy. He would elevate your team to, yes, we're for sure we could win a playoff round. But beyond that, and I haven't heard the Wings name mentioned with him, nor should they probably be, because that's a price tag. That's going to be a pricey player to pick up. Beyond that, no, I don't see one.
Okay, so then you sit tight. I think it's pretty clear they want to create a space to bring up a stud prospect in Evanson. Size, second pairing guy. Outside of that, I don't think we're getting anything. I wish we were, for sizzle purposes, but I can't be mad at Yzerman. I can't demand something that may not exist, because these prices, right, some of these deals, these teams are throwing around picks like candy.
Right, and just the fact that, I mean, like it or not, this just doesn't look like a team that'll win the cup. So no. There's no need to go crazy.
I think it's – but here's my question. Year 5 of the Iser plan is making the playoffs, and let's say they have a untimely ass-kicking in the first round. Is that – does that give everyone good vibes? Like, is that enough? See, I have a hard time being mad if people say not quite. That making it – and not being competitive, or like you talked about it. Hey, man, you're going to win the couple of home games. You're going to get to a game 6. I think a lot of my satisfaction, A, the playoffs is minimum. They don't make the playoffs. We have every right to criticize Steve Yzerman, no matter how much it may upset people. If they make it, the satisfaction from making it is really based on the competitive nature of the series.
And that's what I said. Yeah, if you, going back to the old deal, you make the playoffs, you lose in 6, you win 2 games here at the LCA. And the games that you lose are 1-point games. So they're tight games. You just didn't get the puck luck. Didn't work for you. You're out 4-2. But you made the playoffs. You made a strong push. Every game was competitive. And you won 2 games downtown Detroit.
See, but my dream for this team going into the season was winning a playoff series.
It wasn't Russell Wilson?
No. That's what my dream was. And you know, sure, I'm not a hockey-nista like Kenny, so I don't know names, but I expected the Wings to make a move that put them in that spot to win that playoff series, and I don't see it. All the reports I'm seeing is cutting salary. To me, that's just not acceptable. That's not enough as a fan. That doesn't give me my dream. It doesn't give me what I wanted.
Or you make the playoffs, and next, as Mike said, over the summer, you make the push to go for the cup. This year, playoff. Next year, cup. It's a gradual process. David, you saw it with your Wolverines in football. Heck, Harbaugh took him 7 years, but once he finally got it rolling, was rolling.
Once you started cheating and then you built upon that cheating, you really got some velocity and got it going, David.
Yeah, and guess what? After year 4, I was not happy with just losing to Ohio State and not winning the Big Ten.
No, you had to get your spyglasses on and really get after it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Wings get their ass kicked again, and we're just asking the question about confidence levels, the deadline looming. I don't see how anybody could be all upset if they don't make a move. I think it's pretty clear. They're probably a playoff team. They could be frisky in round one, but they're not ready yet. They're not ready for the big push. And really, if you're going to get all upset about the Yzerman thing, I would need to hear a legitimate trade candidate that would move the needle. You don't just make deals to make deals. You know, you're not doing busy work like a lot of people in this building. You're just going to do things that are impactful. You know, he's the steward of the franchise. And I think if they miss the playoffs, he deserves every bit of heat that comes his way. I'm not doing the genuflect routine. As long as they make the playoffs and are remotely competitive, I think we all look at each other and go, all right, we're about to start a fun 3 or 4 years here. But guys, I don't know what trade they're supposed to make. And I'm not going to freak out about a couple of games. Yeah, Florida might be the best team in hockey.
A couple of games that you probably should have lost. Let's just call it what it is.
Now, beat Phoenix or Arizona, whatever they're called this week. Obviously, it'd be great to beat the Golden Knights and kind of get back on track and put a few wins back together. But I'm just staying calm with it. Maybe I'm an idiot. David, what do you have for everybody?
Yzerman took over the worst roster in hockey with the worst farm system in the league. We have increased points every year and now have a war chest. I'm expecting to make the playoffs, but no more than that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with it, but I'll be honest with you. I'm getting tired of hearing about taking over the worst team in the league and all that stuff. Guys, it's 5 years in. You got to let go at some point. That's like when people would blame Matt Millen 5 years later. Like, you got to let go at some point now. They got to make the playoffs. I don't think that's unfair.
If Evanson is far superior to several defensemen on the wings, how is he not up already?
Because they don't have roster room, and they have signed players with term. This is me being Kenny. Kenny, is that the appropriate Hockey Elite answer?
That is correct. A+. They're blocking him.
My man, pots and pans. Thank you, Kenny.
Another one for you, though, Kenny. Guys, why weren't the Wings all in on Noah Hanifin? It shouldn't be acceptable for the Wings to stand pat.
It was a first. That was a third. I believe a fifth rounder was involved in that trade, too. I don't know, man. That's a little rich for my blood. For a guy who might not even extend here.
All right. It's pricing, guys. You're giving up 3-4 draft picks or 3 players and a player for a guy who may not re-sign here. And no offense, but Noah Hanifin, nice player. Guys, don't make it out like you're trading for Paul Kariya in his prime here. All right? Like, I'm just –
you got to look at this through a little bit different of a lens.
Has a dog come up to your cubicle?
Right.
I'm at a loss. If a loss at Arizona away from a mental breakdown. They have to win that game tomorrow. Otherwise, it's over. Wings problems is coaching. Florida-Colorado forwards play tight checking D first, then offense. No Dan is going to change that. Mike in Toledo.
They also have twice the amount of talent the Red Wings are. These are Stanley Cup built teams. There's only so much coaching can do to, you know, get around.
Right. I'm going to be the first person to tell you that if you were sitting there and you weren't tied for the wild card, but you were tied for the president's. I mean, you are a wagon. You don't think I'm getting on the air and saying, take that first round pick, launch it out of a cannon and go get me a rental? Of course I am. Even a hockey neophyte as myself, if you have a general understanding of sports, you know you're not going crazy. Look, we talked during football season. All right, let's make this a football comparative. When I wanted the Lions to make a trade, first of all, Chase Young was free. A compensatory, I'm going to deal you a third, and I'll get the comp pick back when he signs. No harm, no foul. The Montez Sweat thing, because of the rules of the NFL, you trading for him would have made it real hard for him to leave. It was always about, I'll give up the pick because I'm going to lace him with a four-year, $90 million deal. Those scenarios do not exist here in this sport for this team. It's different.
Guys, aren't we basically talking about last year again with the Wings? I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They're headed downward. Starting tomorrow.
Then all the criticism in the world needs to be placed at Iserman's desk. So okay, but I'm going to lay here. Dear, shout out John Jansen. I'm going to let it play.
So that's somebody who's probably downgraded from a 4 to a 3.
Well, last year at this time, we weren't even close to being in the playoffs. Our goal differential was in the toilet. Right now, it's the opposite. We still hold the first wild card spot. I think we're at a plus 17 or 18 goal differential. This is a way better team than
correct.
Last year.
It's not even comparable.
No.
Last year was a little bit of a fantasy, and it got quickly dashed. Let's go to Ryan, 97.1. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon.
How are you?
Things are, yes, sir, doing quite well. I appreciate the time. You know, from my experience as a hockey player, I've broken my jaw, love the game very much. There's nothing to watch here in Chicago. That team is... You're talking about the toilet. That's the toilet right there. Detroit Red Wings hockey. You know what? That game was very entertaining until a defenseman, I'm not sure his name, took that penalty in retaliation. It was a one-goal game. Wings were about to go up on the power play. I would sit him the next game and make a statement and say, if I was the coach, and say, you know what? You don't want to win hockey games. You can't take a cross-check to the face. You need to sit down.
Kenneth, your response to hockey guy?
I don't know, man. I think that's a bit aggressive. Okay. I mean, we are not built like the Florida Panthers right now. A lot of guys aren't taking cross checks to the face. If you want to say we need somebody to protect Dylan Larkin or something like that, then yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah, I think there's a look. Unfortunately, the way it used to be, those days are gone. The NHL has done everything in a willful manner to get rid of enforcers. Yeah. So, do you need to play with more of a physical edge if you're going to win a Stanley Cup? Probably. Is that the type of thing we need to start looking for as we move forward? Yeah. I mean, all jokes aside, it's why Kenny brought up his man, Gudas. Dude's got a bad attitude and a great beard. But no, I just don't think you're going to goon it up. Those days are gone. They've been gone for 15 years. Let's go over to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I appreciate the call. You guys got a great show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I could honestly make an argument probably with Kenny that the Iser plan's A-OK. We're probably on year three or four, but I'm not going to do that. His goal was to make the playoffs in 5 years. We're at our fifth year. His goal was to make the playoffs in 5 years. He did inherit a bad roster. I know we don't want to talk about it, Mike, but...
No, it's OK. Nick, hold on, slow down. I'm not mad, and I'm not saying like...
It's a fact, but you don't have to use it as a crutch.
Yes, like, Nick, you're fine in the way you said it. What I don't like is where... Any criticism or conversation, you immediately get the Steve bots who use it as like a SWAT team
a
shield.
Crutch.
You know what I mean? Like there's a middle ground and you're in it, so you're good.
Totally get it. And it was maybe Kenny has a stat, hopefully near him, but 5 years ago, Iserman got hired in a little later. And then we were the first team or the second team behind Pittsburgh that had the most players with a no-trade clause. People forget that. So Eisenman had to get rid of 9 players, I think. Also Franzen's contract to free up a bunch of room. And now he's got, it seems like he's got 12 picks for next year's draft. Jesus. Mm-hmm. But the point is, he had to inherit, you know, I guess an economic downfall for them. But his goal was to make the playoffs in 5 years. So if he makes the playoffs this year, great. If not, then, yeah, obviously we can be a little disappointed. But right now we're on track. And we got the number 2 prospects in the last 3 years, number 2 prospects.
And you know what, Nick, it'll be something where I think this summer, hopefully you call the show, I think Eisenman will begin to ratchet up the aggression in the summer, draft, trade, free agency, and that's where I think they take the next step. Right here, right now, just get in. Get in. Let's be able to go, all right, bare minimum, it's not a failure. Right. What they do after that is what joy you get out of it or not. But, yeah, I wish I could yell and scream about trades. I can't do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, let's start with Saquon Barkley.
No, you don't get to do that because Rico and I want to ask you something. After weeks of you serving up the poo-poo platter, every time I've tried to tell you, David, I'm telling you, Russell Wilson and the Steelers is a thing. And you called me a heathen, a non-believer. You told me I was going to hell. Well, now today, reports validate what I have been saying, and Rico, to his credit, has backed me. David, are you ready for a danger witch all up in your mouth?
Oh, no. I rebuke you, Satan. I do not.
The Pimani's version?
Oh, please. No, Atlanta, come take them.
No.
Minnesota,
come on.
Take them. This...
Russell Wilson is a Steeler. What is your reaction?
My reaction is...
And he'll bring Sierra.
My reaction is just have her sing in place of him playing. I'll take that instead. It upsets me. It really pains me because I thought the Steelers were a real organization.
Uh-oh.
I thought they cared about winning. Instead, they care about just pacifying the ownership and just, oh, he's upset that we're not winning, and then you go out there and get this guy. This is the veteran quarterback. Whatever.
David, does it help? You're not going to pay him anything.
No.
And you can use that money to go and bring in other pieces.
No, doesn't matter because they won't get the free agents that is needed to make us win and help us win.
What do you need, David?
I need them to go get Justin Fields.
Okay, you got
make
the
trade.
You got the shopping cart. You're not going to get Fields. You're going to get Russell. What else do you need?
No, I want Fields. That's what I want.
What else do you need? Not what you want. What do you need?
If you give me Justin Fields, I think we have enough weapons around him, along with what we get in the draft, to start winning again.
Right.
We have a defense.
All right. Sufficient. He's still in denial, and I love it. Next.
Let's go back to Saquon
Barkley.
Yeah, go
ahead, because I won't act like you. I'll give you real answers.
Six teams are linked to him. The Raiders, the Bears, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's the difference between that one. There's mutual interest from the both. He has interest in playing for them. Your thoughts?
I mean, to me, the best situation is Houston. I'm not mad at Saquon. He can do whatever he wants to do. You know, there was an opportunity to pay him. I'm glad the Giants didn't. They made a good faith offer. He decided not to take it. Howie Roseman collects stars. He's a star bleeper. So am I going to be all butthurt if he goes to Philly? No, not in the least. The guy has sat there and suffered with my garbage organization if he wants to try to make a run. But here's why I wouldn't go to Philly, David. That is potentially a very toxic place where something is amiss. I think Houston with C.J. Stroud and a good young team and a guy in D'Amico Ryans that is the opposite of Sirianni seems infinitely likable and a guy that players want to run through a wall for.
Well, I think if he goes to Houston, I think he becomes the main voice in the room right next to C.J. Stroud. They're going to lean on him because he's been in the league so long. Dave, who are the other teams?
The other teams are the Raiders, the Bears, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Texans.
So not the Cowboys.
I don't see the Cowboys on this report, but I've seen other reports.
Right, I've seen reports of the Cowboys. Saquon to the Cowboys would be interesting. For one, Mike, do you really want to see Saquon in your division? Or is it one of those where I never want to see him again, or do you want to face him twice a year?
I don't give a damn.
Because you know it'll be personal for
him. Yeah, it doesn't matter. My team's garbage.
Because if he goes to the Cowboys, that's intriguing because of everything that they have going on there. You got the passing game. You got a quarterback.
I know what you two are doing, and I respect both of you. You're trying to bait me into something. It's not happening.
David?
Houston has the most money to spend. It's the best landing spot. You know what, I know what you want, and David, I'm not giving it to you.
He's still in denial. Okay, next one.
He can go where he wants to go, but can either of you argue the best football situation is Houston, Texas?
Oh, no, it is Houston. They got the money. They could actually afford to pay him what he wants to make. If he goes to those other teams, he's going to have to take a pay cut.
Think about it. You get C.J. Stroud. You get Nico Collins. Tank Dell. You get a – I'm going.
And they're all under contract. So I can go there, make a ton of money, and help this team win in a bad division. Yeah. It's smart, but watch out for the other team in Dallas. I mean, the other team in Texas.
So let's stay with the Philadelphia Eagles for a quick minute because I'm seeing something here, and we look things up, and we always see when they have stories of potential trade packages for a certain player. Usually there's a rumor out there that player may get moved. You know, Diggs in Buffalo. It's always a rumor out here that he might get dealt, or last year it was Hopkins and things like that. But why am I seeing A.J. Brown's name being mentioned in trade packages for stories?
Because A.J. Brown, much like DK Metcalf, had a miserable season, demonstrative, angry. I got towards the end, the Eagles, I think.
Kind of like Diggs.
Yeah, A.J. Brown went like 5-6 weeks without a touchdown. Something isn't right.
Now, I don't know what happened to the Eagles, man. They just.
Complete toxicity.
Because I thought they were going to bounce back, but.
Oh, you like how the reports, how they tried to blame it on Dom DeSandro getting booted off the sidelines?
I was about to say that they never were the same after that Niner game. They just went into the toilet.
But no, the Diggs thing, here's what's interesting. Did you read today? Oh, Buffalo still believes Diggs is the number one receiver. I don't know what's going on, because to me, Diggs, the only time they throw him the ball, line of scrimmage. And you go, what has happened to this relationship between Allen and Diggs? I can't figure it out.
Yeah. But I know a lot of receivers play the diva role, and I don't know if it's just them playing that part, if they're truly unhappy. But, yeah, you know what? You're right. DK Metcalf hated Seattle. Like, yeah. But A.J. Brown, yeah, the Eagles are broken.
Yeah, there's something
and
there.
We saw in the playoffs where that Tampa was – the favor, like, you knew Tampa was going to beat them.
See, but we talk about Diggs, we talk about something being broken. Are the Buffalo Bills broken?
Because
they've been broken. If they start losing, they release it felt like half their roster yesterday.
They did. They released six players, Tre'Davious White being gone, their safeties being gone. I told you, Patrick Mahomes, if they didn't beat him this year, the Bills as we knew it were dead.
Yeah.
There's a complete retooling that has to happen now.
They have been bad. It's been slow and debilitating. And if you haven't been paying attention, it's like, oh, well, they'll bounce back. No, they're not. Allen, to me, overrated. And, yeah, good luck with that. Because if you notice, they just keep sliding down and down each year. They are the AFC Cowboys.
Yeah, they are. So we can close it out with this. I'm just going to give you two names that will be free agents. But what will their market be? Start with Jamal Adams and Odell Beckham Jr.
0 and 0. Both guys are losers. I mean, Jamal Adams.
I mean, I won't go with the loser part, but 0 and 0.
Yeah. I will. Because the bottom line is Jamal Adams, ever since he bitched his way out of New York and complained, what has he done? Get hurt, get kicked out of games, play badly. He's a better blitzer.
Got Seattle to make a horrible trade.
He's a better blitzer than he is a safety. Well, I ain't paying you $18 million a year to rush passer. You're my strong safety. And as far as Odell, man, that one-handed grab against Cowboys was 11 years ago.
You're kidding me. Seriously?
Yeah.
He still thinks he's OBJ, but he's just Odell now.
And guess what? Oh, Lamar, I want to play with Lamar, and Lamar wants me. How'd that look in the playoff game? Goodbye.
Wait, you didn't know that he was the reason why Lamar came back to Baltimore?
Goodbye.
According to him.
They're both losers.
Yeah, I would say
so. I would say the market is zero for both.
Hey, you know what, David? Speaking of wide receivers, Michael.
Yeah.
I sent you a text and a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Certain wide receiver headed to the pros was at the Breslin Center last night.
Yeah, I know.
Keon Coleman.
I don't understand it. Don't be telling me this was home. You bleeped on the floor and left the door open. Get the hell out of here. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself up there. What a collection of nonsense.
So he did what the dog did.
Yeah, that's right.
He had on a Stephen Izzo jersey.
I don't care. That's all the folksy garbage you care about. 53-49. If I were Keon Coleman, I would have gone straight back to Capital City Airport at halftime.
And Next. That is In Football Today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See, for me, JJ to the Giants doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me because where you went to college once you're a pro means nothing to me. It doesn't matter. I don't even have to like the players who play for my team. When you are a pro, I'm gonna root for you because I want to win. Like, it was such a dopey take. Like, I shouldn't be surprised. But it was a dopey take this morning by John and Cookies. Oh, Mike's lying. He's getting ahead. Getting ahead of what, you morons? I want to win. My team has been largely atrocious for over a decade. They could draft Satan himself. I'd root for him.
No.
You think my hatred of Michigan outweighs my desire to win before my dad is dead?
You're just trying to get ahead of it because you know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen? I'm going to try to win.
You're setting up the audience.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Worry about your audience. My point is, I want to win. So no. It doesn't matter if I draft a player I don't like, but see, Russell Wilson's different. Russell Wilson's a known weirdo pro. Truly. Now, taking that guy on from one team where he has displayed incredibly outer space behavior. See, I get where David's going there. The college thing doesn't bother me. You haven't established yourself as a pro.
Yeah.
And largely what you do in college, it doesn't translate to the league. Like, I'm sorry, but I will be surprised if we're seeing JJ meditation clinics before Giants games. The New York Post will eat him alive. But Russell, that's a whole different ball of wax. So we're going to talk about it. And I want to see. Like, look, a lot of Wings fans like that. Oh, my God, I can't believe when we got Chelios. I don't know if there are too many players you wouldn't welcome. Because you want to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm desperate to win.
I mean, Rico, pick a guy. Question. Brock Purdy tomorrow. I'd take him. Why? He's better than Daniel Jones. I hate Brock Purdy. I'll take him. Name a Cowboy. I hate him. I hate the Eagles. I'd take any of their players. I'm so desperate to win with my Giants. It doesn't matter. Which is why the morning show's take was just lazy.
Well, I got one, and whatever. I think you would probably say no for him returning. And we just talked about him in the Blitz.
Mm.
Odell Beckham
Jr. If it helps me win games, see, yes.
You know what? I'm going to say no because something happens to receivers. Once you hit diva status,
yeah,
you become cancerous to the team.
Agree. And what I'm saying to you is it's not about Odell. It's about he doesn't affect winning. That's why I would say no.
Right,
to
no,
my
no, but
team.
I'm saying right, but I, that's why I would say no.
Oh, you mean with the Niners?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because I would say okay. No because then you're going to get into that wide receiver room and you're going to be that bad apple.
Got you.
And you're going to start infecting everybody else in that room. No to him.
Right. But see, I can't say that about JJ. I've never said JJ's a bad kid. Now, I have doubts about how good he is and whether it'll work with the Giants, but I'll be damned if we don't take him at number 6. Who is my quarterback? Tyrod Taylor? Daniel Jones in a neck brace? No, you're damn right I'm fine taking him. Because if you don't have a quarterback, do everything in your power to get one.
Are they trying to go after Cousins?
No. Okay. There's been no reports about Fields, Cousins, any other quarterback with functioning limbs.
Do you want Russell? Would you like Russell Wilson?
Russell would be on my no-go list. He is so weird.
Please take him.
So fake. And I think his skills are declining. But we'll get to it. David, I want you to hit some of the ticket texts, though. I want to see where people are at, and then we're going to get to this because I'm interested in Kenny. Are there any players in the NHL where if the Wings acquired him before the deadline, Kenny would throw up?
Mike, dropping EA NHL 95 names has made this segment worth it. I'm dying over here. That is from Matt.
Listen, I used to love the NHL. I was a big Ray Ferraro guy. Benoit Hogue. Come on.
Well, let me throw this one out here. It is a
Steve
trade
Thomas,
proposal.
Derek King, Scott LaChance, Rich Pilon, Glenn Healy, Ziggy Palfy.
Glenn Healy.
What about Brett Lindros, Eric's lousy brother who had 18 concussions? Mm-hmm. I can keep going. Tommy Soderstrom, Eric Fischow.
You were a big Matt Sundin guy.
That's right. Brad Delgarno.
I thought you were a novice and new to this hockey thing.
There was a time I was hardcore about it.
He's new to this new hockey.
Duda Gudis. All right, let's go. David, go ahead.
Yeah, let me throw this trade proposal out that someone wants Kenny to give an opinion on. So who says no? Raymond Bergeron Hall, 2 first-round picks, second-round pick, and a third-round pick to Ottawa for Tkachuk and Chychrun, I believe is his name.
I say no. The
I say no to that on
surface.
That's
awful.
But Kenny be giving up his son.
If the name that was about to follow what you just said was Connor McDavid, I'd say yes. I don't know what the hell this person's thinking.
Brady Tkachuk and a pretty decent defenseman?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, Kenny, these are your people.
They wanted me to ask you. They are your people. They want to know what
you
think.
That's outrageous.
Oh, my gosh. Someone else is saying Josh Allen is overrated. What are you talking about? He was the true MVP of the league, not Lamar.
And yet, when I need him in a big spot, he's nowhere to be found.
Yeah,
and
oh,
by the way, they were fortunate to beat the Steelers the way they did. I'm tired of treating Josh Allen like he sits at the same table as Patrick Mahomes.
No.
He doesn't. Josh Allen and Lamar are basically the same human with different play styles, and they are yet to prove they are winners.
Yeah. He may be good in the regular season. But when it comes to the playoffs, he's a different type of quarterback. That's not the person you want to lead you on that game-winning drive because he's already dug you in such a deep hole, you're not going
to
win.
But to his point, because he brings up Lamar, isn't that the thing that gets brought up with Lamar?
Right.
He's
that's
so great in the regular season.
I got vilified
season.
For, yet but, I keep being right about it.
But that's what I said. Josh Allen fooled a lot of people. I got hip to Josh Allen years ago. People were like, no, you're just being, you're overdramatic. Like, guys, he's not that good. You he fits the prototype from Hollywood, central casting, this tall quarterback, and he can do all of these different things, and he can run, and it's fun. Okay, well, what have you won?
Right now, he's a regular season quarterback. That's where I'm at with it. Now, Same deal. Do I like Josh Allen? No, I do not. Would I take him as my quarterback? Yes, I would, because I have no quarterback.
Trey Lance may be available.
Huh?
Trey Lance may be available. Would you take Trey Lance?
I need someone living.
He's living.
Man, you attended his funeral. He's gone.
He's living.
Trey Lance went with Nona.
Down in Dallas. The big D.
He big dead. David, one more, and then we're going to get into the football.
LOL, Mike is fired up today. You guys have me dying over here.
Well, I first of all, a dog taking a grumpy outside of our office here. By the way, indoors, open office concept, an unsupervised animal took a poo-poo right outside our cube. No, and then you guys filled me in on the laziness in the morning. It's like, why can't you just accept, I don't have to like every player that plays for the Giants, but I'll root for him. And the whole principle is, if the Giants took JJ, if the Giants took Penix, if they took Bo Nix, I don't know that any of these cats are going to be any good. I'll do it because I got to win. I need a quarterback. I don't care if he went to Michigan. I don't care if he's a Buckeye. I don't care if he's a Notre Dame player. I hate all the schools.
Yeah, normally after you go, when you graduate, you just don't have that same hatred that you do to.
I love Mario Manningham. I hated him in college, but I'll be damned. He helped me win a Super Bowl with the Giants.
Right, unless it comes back and they do something that hurts your team. That's and then you remember. Then. Like all of a sudden when Jake Moody missed an extra point, I remember what school he came from. Yes. Very upset. You know.
True.
Ambry kept getting burned. I remember what school he came from.
I didn't hate Tyrone Wheatley because he went to Michigan. I hated him because he was ass. He was an awful pro. Terrible for my G-men.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.